So let's review. In yesterday's daf, we learned that our Mishnah cites Rabbi Yehuda as holding Yesh Brer, while Ayah quotes Rabbi Yehuda as holding Ein Brer. Rab said, Lesser lemasnitin midetoni Ayah. We do not accept the ruling of our Mishnah that Yesh Brer, because Ayah taught in the Braisa that Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Brer. This view is supported by the Mishnah of Halakeach Yain Mibena Kutim. One who bought a barrel of wine from Kutim, from which he needs to separate Trumas and Maisus, but he has no containers in which to put the Trumas and Maisus. The Mishnah provides the following situation. He verbally separates Trumas and Maisus within the barrel, and the wine becomes permitted immediately. Based on that, he will physically separate out the Trumas and Maisus later. Divrei Reb Meir. This is the opinion of Reb Meir, who holds Yesh Brera. Reb Yehuda, Reb Yisi, Reb Shimon Oysim, they forbid the wine. The Gemara's current understanding is because they hold Ein Brera. Therefore, Rav accepted the view of Ayay and this Mishnah rather than our Mishnah. Ula Amar lesser la'ayay mimasnit. Ula says that Ayah's version is incorrect because our Mishnah is more authoritative. The Tosefta that lists Reb Yehuda along with Reb Yisi and Reb Shimon as not accepting Brera is incorrect. Zuzi zuzi ketani, or zugi zugi ketani. This machlek is split into two pairs. Reb Yehuda is actually aligned with Reb Meir, who holds Yesh Brera, while Reb Shimon and Reb Yaisi hold Ein Brera. The Gemara proceeds to ask, V'sav Reb Yaisi Ein Brera? Does Reb Yaisi indeed hold Ein Brera as reported in the Tosefta about Trumas and Maisus? It seems that we have three sources where Reb Yaisi accepts Brera. First, Shtei Nashim Shalokhu Es Kinehen Be'erev. If two women, who are both chayv to bring bird kabanas, buy their sets of birds together, or give the money to a kohen without identifying which money is for which woman, the kohen can choose which birds will be an oila and a chatas for each woman. Assigning specific birds to each woman has to rely on brera, because the kohen is now retroactively determining which woman owns each pigeon. Amar Rabba, hasam kishehisnu. Rabba answers that this is not a case of brera. We are speaking about a case where the women specifically authorize the kohen to decide who owns each bird. The determination of ownership is being done as of the hakrava, the time of the offering, and not retroactive to the time of the purchase. The chiddush is that of Rav Chisda, who taught, Ein hakinin misparshes eli'ib lekichis bailim ibasiyas kohen. The designation of each bird as a oil or chatas can only be made either by the owners at the time of purchase or by the kohen at the time of the avoid. The second braisa, where it seems that Rabbi Yisi holds yesh brera, is the following. The halach is that if a chaver owns produce, which he then gives to an Amma Aretz, he must separate Trumas and Maisus before giving it to the Amma Aretz. If he buys produce directly for the Amma Aretz, he does not need to separate the Trumas and Maisus because it was never his. In this case, an Amma Aretz asks a chaver to buy produce for him, and the chaver buys produce for both of them. The braisa quotes Reb Yaisi that the chaver does not have to take maisus before giving it to the Amma Aretz, because by dint of the principle of brera, the produce that he gives to the Amma Aretz was designated for the Amma Aretz in the first place, and is not considered to be something that the chaver is giving to the Amma Aretz. In contradiction of our Mishnah, this braisa is saying that Reb Yaisi holds yesh brera. The Gemara answers, Epoch, that we wrongly attribute this opinion to Reb Yaisi, it should be attributed to the Rabban. Finally, a braisa which cites Reb Yaisi as follows. Ha'imer ma'isu she'esh li bebeisi, mechul la'asela shetala biyodi minakis. If somebody says that his ma'isu sheni should be redeemed on a still undetermined coin that he will pull out of his wallet, the pidyon works, apparently relying on brera. Here to the Gemara answers. Epoch, switch the gears to read that Reb Yaisi holds, the pidyon does not work. U'may chaz is da'afchis tarti mikmei chada, epoch chada mikmei tarti. Generally, we would not correct two braises to reconcile with one braise or Mishnah. On the contrary, we should correct the Mishnah of the wine to reconcile with the two braises. The Gemara explains that we must anyway correct the last braise, because the latter part of the braise says that even Reb Yisi would agree that if the person says that the Maiser Sheni should be redeemed on a Selah Chadasha, a new coin that comes out of his wallet, and he only has one Selah Chadasha, the pidyon works. The clear implication is that only in that case, which does not require brera, does Reb Yaisi hold that the pidyon works. But in the reisha, when we would need brera, the pidyon does not work. Amli Rav of Nachman, man hay tana da filib drabban unless le brera. The Gemara tries to find which tana holds aim brera, even on issues that are midrabbanan. We have two suggestions, both regarding a ruvet chumen, which is midrabbanan. First, there is an anonymous tana in the brayse that says, Amal Chamisha. Ratza Mishach HaSheicha Eine Ruba Erev. If a person says he will make an Erev on behalf of one of five people, if he decides before Shabbos which person the Erev is for, it will be valid. If he decides on Shabbos, it is not valid, because we cannot rely on Breyer to say that it works retroactively before Shabbos for whomever he chose. Second, the Chacham hold in the Braisa that if a person puts out an Erev and says that he wants to decide each Shabbos whether to use the Erev, he cannot decide after Shabbos starts and rely on Breyer that it was an effective Erev from before Shabbos. Reb Shimon disagrees and says we can rely on Breyer for this Erev. V'ashamin l'Reb Shimon d'lesli Breyer. The Gemara asks how we can say that Reb Shimon relies on Breyer if he just had a Braisa early regarding the wine where he holds Ein Breyer. The Gemara has a few suggestions of how to reconcile Reb Shimon's opinion regarding Breyer. First, Epoch, we have to switch the opinions in the Braisa we just quoted and have Reb Shimon say that we cannot rely on the Erev when he decides who it will be for after Shabbos started. The Gemara suggests that maybe Reb Shimon holds Ein Breyer regarding Dinim D'Oraisa and Yesh Breyer regarding Dinim D'Rabbanan, but concludes, Man De'Islei Breyer, Loishna B'Doraisa, Loishna B'Drabbanan Islei. Those who hold Yesh Breyer maintain so even for D'Oraisa. Those who hold Ein Breyer maintain so even for Drabon. Rava Amar Shani Hasam the Beinan Rishis Shishiyareh Nikaron. Perhaps Reb Shimon actually holds Yesh Breyer. However, Reb Shimon won't accept Breyer when it comes to Trumas and Maisus, because there is a specific requirement for the remaining food to be clear recognizable. This does not mean that the Truma has to be precisely identified, but just that there is some produce that is clearly not Truma, but Chulin. Finally, maybe Reb Shimon holds Yesh Breyer, but when it comes to Truma on the wine, he would not rely on it because of the possibility of Shemi Yibaka Hanoit. The barrel holding the wine might crack, and the Truma will never actually be taken. Even if you hold a Breyer, the act that causes the retroactive clarification has to actually happen.